Hello, everyone. This is BL Allison. And now for our last discussion, Raise 7 Soul and the 6 Personality Expressions. And remember, there's only 6 Personality Expressions because we're not doing the same, you know, Raise Soul and the Personality are rarely, if ever, on the same ray. So we're not doing those. Now, in this series, we've focused on the 7 rays and their soul personality combination. But keep in mind that our ray profile is only part of our energy system. The 3 most important positions in the astrological chart are the positions of the sun, the moon, and the ascendant. These 3 give us a clue to our ray profile because the ascendant represents the soul's purpose this lifetime. The sun represents the personality expression, and the moon represents our past heritage. Each one is conditioned by not only a specific sign of the zodiac, but also the ruling planets in the rays of that sign. So there's a method called SHORE to work with. This acronym gives us a formula to use to work with that energy system. S, strengthen the positive qualities of our ascendant sign and associated rays relating to the soul's purpose. U, utilize the positive sun sign qualities and the associated rays relating to our personality expression. R, rely upon the positive moon sign qualities and associated rays relating to the legacy of our past rays. And E, eliminate any negative astrological or ray traits that do not support full expression of the soul. So for Ray 7, order and ceremonial magic, some strengths include the power to create order, to organize and coordinate groups, great respect for laws, rules, and regulations, a refined sense of rhythm and timing, courtesy, keen awareness of form, perseverance, self-reliance, fine attitude as a ritualist and ceremonialist. The word of power for the 7th ray, the highest and lowest meet. With type A, preservation of established forms and structures are emphasized. This is the conservative aspect of the 7th ray. It's highly organized and attempts to play by the rules and perform according to expectation. It is the most exacting aspect of Ray 7 and feels compelled to meticulously maintain and establish order, as seen here in the architecture of Frank Lloyd Wright. Type B, creation and reorganization of forms and structured is emphasized. This is the more creative aspect of the 7th ray and definitely emphasizes the creative and recreative process rather than the maintenance of that established order as we saw in type A. Here we have the creation of new organizing principles. We also have the creative embodying of ideas in their most perfect form. So you might be a Ray 7 soul if you have power to create order, to manifest and work on the material plane. You have the ability to manage detail, to plan and organize. You have the innate understanding of the spirituality of real group progress. You have the ability to work with the divas and elemental forces. You have a keen sense of rhythm and timing, understanding their key to spiritual accomplishment. You have great respect for an observation of spiritual and societal laws. You have the power to build and perfect form, to renovate and transform it in line with the plan. You have clear lines of thought and the power to synthesize. You love ritualism and ceremony, and you understand the cyclic regularities of spiritual order. Meticulous attention to detail in manifesting spiritual patterns. Some vocations include positions in which organization and an understanding of form are paramount, administration and management, all aspects of design, building, and construction, religious or ceremonial ritual. And here's a good quote from the Buddha, representing Ray 7. To keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep our mind strong and clear. So, starting with that Ray 7 soul versus a Ray 1 personality. With the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict here between the seven ray soul and the ray one personality is the struggle between the spiritual need to build and the personal desire to destroy, between the creation of form to perfectly express the soul design and the shattering of form so that the lower self can be free of irksome restraints upon its personal prerogatives. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits: building in line with the plan versus destructiveness, which serves no spiritual purpose. Great patience in executing the exquisite timing that's needed versus that blatant impatience and rashly inappropriate timing. Power and patience to achieve perfected consummation versus bold beginnings lacking finesse. So it's the task of the Ray 7 soul to teach its Ray 1 personality to learn the value of proceeding patiently through lawful little steps. When consciousness is identified with the soul, it seeks to be engaged in constructive action in accordance with the divine plan. With measured restraint, it subordinates itself to higher rules and observes them in detail. However, the personality has no such patience. It proceeds as it will. The soul, therefore, seeks to impose a regimen of spiritual law and order upon a personality which all too easily becomes a law unto itself. Gradually, the soul seeks to impress upon the personality that willful license is only destructive in the long run and ultimately self-defeating. By presenting the personality with a detailed vision of the manifested plan, the soul hopes to show the personality how it can fit within that plan constructively. The soul begins to demonstrate to the personality that real power lies in organized relationships and not in rebellious separativeness. Gradually, the personality will feel impelled to commit its will to the fulfillment of a larger design, becoming, in cooperation with its race 7 soul, a constructive agent in the manifestation of the divine plan. Thus, with proper alignment, its purposeless destructiveness ends. So with race 7, we're ultimately working towards achieving orientation. And with way 1, the goal is towards achieving inclusion. So these are our integration goals here. The composite effect for soul and personality integration is the loving and inclusive attitude of the outer man, which complements the will of the inner man to orient himself toward the spiritual design which his soul intends to actualize. Ideally, the urge to order, structure, or restructure is expressed with steadfast personal fortitude. Right procedure in line with the plan masters the assertion of concentrated self-centered force. The law and social priority are upheld assertively. Strength and endurance help bring about the perfect linking of spirit and matter. Precise arrangement is successfully imposed. The power to destroy makes way for the establishment of perfected form. Renovation and the institution of the new are firmly and forcefully carried out. So here are some examples of a Ray 7 soul with Ray 1 personality. Merlin. Of course, he's legendary, and the name is, you know, he's probably fictional, although we never can tell. But he is the archetypical magician. I can't speak this morning. And he was the advisor to King Arthur. John Marshall, he was the fourth Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. He was the principal founder of the American system of constitutional law, including the doctrine of judicial review. S.L. McGregor Mathers. He was an author, a scholar, and founder of the Magical Order of the Golden Dawn. Albert Pike. He was a Civil War general. He was a scholar and he was a ritualist. Pike organized and established the present form of Freemasonry. And Frank Lloyd Wright. He was regarded as the most abundantly creative genius of American architecture. His works were dominated by a powerful sense of principle, as we saw Petraeus earlier in one of his buildings. So on to Ray 7 soul versus the Ray 2 personality. With the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict between the soul and the personality is the struggle between the spiritual need to express the divine design perfectly through form and the personal need to remain comfortably attached to certain people and things due to the inability to undertake the rigorous discipline and demanded of spiritual work. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits: excellent organizational and managerial abilities versus a disinclination to manage or administrate. Bringing soul into perfected physical manifestation versus a preoccupation with personality, love, and affection. Conformity to strict, lawful discipline necessary for spiritual effectiveness versus excessive desire for ease and comfort. So it's the task of the soul to impress the personality with the need for organization, so the magical work of manifestation can go forward uninhibited by inertia or attachments. The magical process is exacting. It involves strict discipline and an attentive following of tried and tested methods. Mistakes can be lethal. The soul is faced with a personality which has very little inclination to submit itself to the rigorous demands of the magical process. Ritu, laziness is a problem. So is fear. The soul must guide the personality towards adopting a more rigorous, athletic tone so that the individual will be able to successfully perform the sequence of arduous steps demanded by the process of manifestation. Both rays are rays of relationship, but ray 7 promotes the kind of relationship possible to those who perfectly play their part in an exactly organized whole, whereas 2 promotes relationships built upon an unstructured personal intimacy. The soul must succeed in impressing upon the personality the beauty of corporate life, in the same sense that hierarchy is an example of corporate life, and the value of well-structured cooperation that can arise within the perfectly organized group doing its share to manifest the divine plan. The personality's only legitimate recourse is to begin to act responsibly, efficiently, and on time. It realizes that it must fall into line, shape up, and make that extra comfort-disrupting effort so that it may play its designated part in the divine plan appropriately. So with Ray 7, where our goal is orientation, and with Ray 2, we're ultimately working towards centralization. So the composite effect for soul and personality integration is the detached and centered attitude of the outer man, which complements the will of the inner man to orient himself toward the spiritual design which his soul intends to actualize. Ideally, the urge to order, structure, and restructure is expressed with tact and consideration. The plan is seen and understood, but it is implemented gently and slowly. Realization of the intended design in all exactitude masters the attachments, the fears, the timidities, and the personal sensitivity which would keep it from being manifested. The urge to work correctly overcomes a predilection for personal comfort. An appreciation for the impersonal principles of law and proper codes of right action become more important than personal attractions. Discipline and organized teamwork overcome the urge to personal comfort and ineffectual non-assertiveness. So here are some examples of a Ray 7 soul, Ray 2 personality. This is Alvar Aalto, a Finnish architect whose work exemplifies the best of 20th century Scandinavian architecture. This is John Audubon. He was an American naturalist and artist, best known for his colorful and realistic watercolors and painting of birds. Walt Disney. He was an American motion picture and television producer who pioneered the art of animated cartoons. He also gave us Disneyland, Disney World, around the world now. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr. He was a distinguished historian and philosopher of the law, and for 30 years, a justice of the United States Supreme Court. So, Ray 7 Soul and a Ray 3 personality. With the soul influence emerging, the phase of conflict between soul and personality is the struggle between the spiritual need to understand and adhere to the divine order and the personal desire to creatively arrange and disorder life's energies and forces in any manner, provided that they serve the personal interest. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits. Adherence to cycles of spiritual order versus constant irregularities. Right spiritual practice versus a proud disregard of established rules and precedences. Upright, spiritually upstanding versus shiftiness, deviousness, and constant maneuvering for personal advantage. So it's the task of the soul to influence the personality towards right procedure and strict regulation of its chaotic activity so that such activity conforms to the divinely intended pattern. But the soul is faced with an imaginative and intellectual personality who knows no bounds. If the personal mind can conceive how something personally advantageous, though illegal, unethical, or inappropriate, can be intelligently accomplished, there are often insufficient scruples to prevent the personality's attempt. The soul must impress upon the personality that just because something is doable, it is not necessarily permissible. The divine pattern, even to the small extent that a human being can conceive it, is a very definite and specific thing. Its outlines are clear. The personality, with its hyperactivity of mind and of body, frequently distorts clarity and does not perform true to form. The soul is faced with the task of restricting the numerous options for action generated by the personality so that its continuous sidetracking will no longer frustrate the expression of soul intent. In general, the soul seeks to teach the personality to rid itself of spiritually obstructive irregularities, those thoughts and acts which deviate from divine intent. It is the difficult task of the seventh ray soul to bring the third ray personality to the point where its abundant energy is consecrated to the manifestation of that which is meant to be, and not merely to the manifestation of that which is arbitrarily and irresponsibly conceived. Slowly, personality resolves to curb the excessive and deviant modifications of its mental substance driving its behavior. Fewer and truer thoughts and actions indicate the way of integration. The personality consecrates itself to the manifestation of the true design. In short, it decides to work correctly and get something done. So Ray 7, we're working with achieving orientation. And with Ray 3, their goal is stillness. So the composite effect for the soul and personality integration is the stillness of the personality, which enhances the orientation of the inner consciousness towards that divine design, which is the will of the soul to activate. Ideally, the urge to order, structure, and restructure is expressed with adaptability and resourcefulness. Order masters disorder. Right procedure masters of fluidity and haphazardness. Exact conformity to the design of the plan masters individually focused creativeness and manipulativeness. Creative executive ability serves the fulfillment of extremely practical intentions. Resourceful intelligence serves the exact execution of one's sense, place, and function within the whole. The need to express the idea perfectly in concrete form masters the tendency to rest content with just knowing about or discussing the idea. So some Ray 7 souls with Ray 3 personalities. Francis Bacon, he was a lawyer, a statesman, a utopian philosopher, and master of the English tongue. John Dee, he was an alchemist, a mathematician, and astrologer to Queen Elizabeth I of England. Benjamin Franklin, he was a statesman, a diplomat, a printer, an inventor, a scientific investigator. Franklin was remarkable for both his versatility and his accomplishment. And then Buckminster Fuller, he was an innovator, an architect, an engineer, a cartographer, an inventor, a philosopher, and a poet. His creative genius was principally focused upon redesigning man's relation to his environment. His attempt to develop on a global basis a comprehensive long-range plan to make man a success in the universe. All right, Ray 7 soul versus a Ray 4 personality. With the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict between the Ray 7 soul and the Ray 4 personality is the struggle between the spiritual need to manifest the divine design, steadily maintaining its expression in form, and that personality's desire to indulge in various forms of tension-relieving but unstable behavior. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits, well-regulated approach to spiritual living versus a victim of unpredictability and inconsistency. Great skills as an executive manner versus not being well-equipped for exertion of will in positions of control. Steady, rhythmic movement contributing to success versus the Ray 4 given to fits and starts. So it's the task of the soul to stabilize the personality, submitting it to the disciplines of divine law. The soul seeks to impose a number of necessary controls upon this most unstable of personality types. Soul functions in a well-regulated manner, moving systematically from idea through method to manifestation. Personality consciousness, however, becomes the plaything of moods and fluctuating biopsychic states, rendering tangible accomplishment very uncertain. The soul must guide personality towards a respect for regularity and steadiness of rhythm. Soul has vision, of a materialized spiritual synthesis, a smoothly functioning, organically perfect whole upon the physical plane. It is this vision of right relationship through exact arrangement that the soul must present to the personality so that the futility of uncontrolled stress, strain, and friction can be seen. Through the continuous presentation of these soul visions, the soul will succeed in subduing the personality instabilities which prevent proper manifestation in line with the plan. The soul is the white magician, and it needs a stable, steadfast instrument to cooperate in the great work. It is not easy for a fourth-rate personality to become such an instrument. But if the point of personal balance can be found, then that which is manifested by the Ray 7 soul through the Ray 4 personality can be remarkable for its beauty. So, the goal of orientation for Ray 7 and with Ray 4, we're ultimately working towards achieving steadfastness. So the composite effect for soul and personality integration is the steadfastness of the personality, which enhances the orientation of the inner consciousness towards the divine design, which is the will of the soul to activate. Ideally, the urge to order, structure, and restructure is expressed with an understanding of how to maintain beauty and harmony in the intended final arrangements. Stability and right procedure master personal instabilities. Exact conformity to the plan masters the urge to compromise or appease for the sake of personal peace and comfort. The ability to compromise and seek equitable solution aids the implementation or precipitation of the envisioned order. Order is adorned with beauty. And here are some examples of a Ray 7 soul, Ray 4 personality. Samuel Morris. He was an American artist and inventor of the electric, the telegraph. J.R.R. Tolkien, scholar, philologist, author of the epic trilogy, The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Oscar Wilde, an Irish writer and wit, who was a major spokesperson for the aesthetic movement of the 19th century. And William Butler Yeats, Irish poet, dramatist, occultist, with a strong interest in magic and ritual. Now for the Ray 7 soul versus the Ray 5 personality. With the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict between the soul and personality is the struggle between the spiritual need to create a practical synthesis of idea and expression upon the physical plane and the personality's desire to focus exclusively and separately upon one or two small fragments within the whole, with no thought of how the many fragments can be synthesized. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits include a pronounced social grace and finesse versus being socially naive, non-magnetic, and lacking social graces. Reliance on ritual is the preferred means of manifesting the divine plan versus the irreverent and harshly critical of ritual. spiritualization of matter versus preoccupation with matter itself and blindness to the spirit within. So it's the task of the soul to bring the specialized Ray 5 personality to an understanding of and practical interaction with the many other areas of specialization within the synthesis that the soul is attempting to create. The soul has an outstanding ability to coordinate in a rhythmic and organic manner the many parts within the whole. However, the personality prefers to go ever more deeply into the particularized understanding of a limited area of specialization. The soul is frustrated because it tries to create links between the many parts and pieces, but the personality is quite satisfied to remain focused on technicalities and minutiae. The soul must find a way to induce the personality to enter willingly into a larger and more effective cooperation. Soul seeks to inspire a personality, a determination to apply what it knows in a way which conforms to divine design. In cooperation with many others whose specialized knowledge is equally needed if that which God intends is to be manifested. Eventually, what is discovered must be used to serve the greater good in a practical manner, thus contributing to the integrity of the whole. The Ray 7 soul is building a new world order. The personality can participate as it should when it develops a sense of proportion, learning where its special interests really fit within that emerging order. Eventually, soul brings the personality to the point where it is willing to think in terms of how to contribute what it knows to improve the social structure of what is part. In short, narrow personality interests expand to include the larger pattern. So we've got that Ray 7 goal of orientation, and with Ray 5, we're ultimately working toward achieving detachment. The composite effect for soul and personality integration is the detachment of the outer man from his exclusive concern with superficial material phenomena, a detachment which enhances the orientation of the inner man towards the divine design, which is the will of the soul to actualize. Ideally, the urge to order, structure, and restructure is expressed with expert knowledge of all technical details involved in the expression. Technology serves the implementation of the divine order and the manifestation of the plan. Right timing and the sense of fittingness and appropriateness master mere curiosity seeking. Deep respect for custom, law, social convention, and the social order master the sometimes irreverent desire to probe. Positively, the welfare of the social order is seen to rest upon the edifice of scientific inquiry. Exact knowledge serves the optimum structure of civilization. The renovation of the forms and patterns of human living is carried forth with the help of accurate understanding and common sense. So here we have a Ray 7 soul, Ray 5 personality examples. And we see Roger Bacon again here. We saw him before. Oh, no, before we saw Francis Bacon, now we're looking at Roger Bacon. Okay. This is Roger Bacon, Franciscan philosopher and alchemist, who was one of the earliest and strongest advocates for experimental science. This is Rachel Carson. She's a biologist and author of The Silent Spring. She planted the seeds of the environmental movement and introduced the general public to the importance of ecology. This is Madame Curie, the physicist who, with her husband Pierre, received the Nobel Prize for Physics for their investigation of radioactivity. Later, Madame Curie received a second Nobel Prize for her discovery of radium and polonium. And this is Christopher Wren. He was an English astronomer and geometrician, sorry, I probably butchered that, of great distinction. He is remembered chiefly as the architect of St. Paul's Cathedral in London and for designing buildings for three reigns. All right, the Ray 7 soul and the Ray 6 personality. With soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict between the soul and personality is the struggle between the need to manifest and maintain upon the physical plane the new forms which embody the divine plan and that personality desire to find one of many methods to escape into realms of the abstracted ideal. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits. Spiritual magic versus prayer to fulfill personal desires. Balanced spiritual practices versus personal extremism, fanaticism, and unnecessary asceticism. Grounded spiritual idealism versus ungrounded wishful thinking. Powerful organizational abilities versus disruption of organizational harmony through overly reactive emotional nature. So it's the task of the soul to ground the personality. The soul has a great respect for the physical plane on its own terms. Personality rarely sees the physical plane as it really is, and often has a strong distaste for concentrating for any length of time upon strictly physical plane issues. Soul is faced with a personality far more at home on the astral, the emotional plane, than it is in the world of tangible actuality. Soul seeks to find ways for the personality to reduce its emotional intensity so that a realistic appraisement can be made of the requirements demanded for effective manifestation. Soul shows moderation and balance in all things, and constructive action upon the physical plane results. Moderation and balance are the very qualities which the soul must somehow impress upon an often immoderate, unbalanced, and over-emphatic personality. The soul is intent upon creating a new world order. The personality, however, is often still busy clinging to fragments of the old one or seeking to escape from the world altogether. The soul must induce the personality to refocus, at least on occasion, its upward-gazing consciousness downwards towards divinity, thus making possible a true appreciation of the spiritual value of the physical planet and, in general, of the plane of concrete manifestation. Bowing in humility to the limitations of time and to the unavoidable constraints of things as they are, the personality more patiently begins to devote itself to the arduous task of becoming a builder of the great temple. So we've got the orientation as the goal for race 7. And with race 6, we're ultimately working towards achieving restraint. So the composite effect for soul and personality integration is the restraint of the outer man, which enhances the spiritual orientation of the inner man towards the divine design, which it is the will of the soul to manifest. Ideally, the urge to order, structure, and restructure is expressed as a one-pointed ideal. Certain forms and patterns are promoted zealously and devotedly. Sequential procedures master enthusiastic impulse. The sense of perfect timing masters the emotional disregard for proper rhythm. The individual becomes personally devoted to certain forms of organization, certain rules or protocols. An almost mystical belief in the divine order is found. The mastery of life in matter overcomes the evasion of life in matter. Regulation masters passion. One-pointed enthusiasm serves the detailed manifestation of the plan. The devoted member of an order, the devoted ritualist. Okay, so here are some Race 7 Souls, Race 6 Personality examples. Eliphas Levi, he was a ceremonial magician whose writings were largely responsible for the revival of an interest in magic during the 19th century. This is Charles Lindbergh. He was an aviator, an experimenter, and an environmentalist. Queen Victoria, Queen of United Kingdom and Great Britain and Ireland from 1837 to 1901. Her long reign made the monarchy respectable, thereby guaranteeing its continuance. Not so much as a political power, but as a political institution. And this is Thomas Watson Sr. He was a corporate reformer, a visionary, and the founder of IBM. So for our last country, Russia is the only seventh race soul that DK gives us. And as we know, it's prominently in the news these days. DK tells us in Destiny of Nations that Russia is as yet embryonic and her part lies more in the east than in the west. Her two ruling signs are Aquarius and Leo, and her real function in the community of nations lies far ahead when the Aquarian age is flourishing and the Leo control of the Russian personality has been offset. The planets which primarily influence Russia are the Sun, the second ray, Uranus, the seventh ray, Jupiter, the second ray, and the moon, the fourth ray. This makes a most interesting and a most humanitarian, and DK tells us in the long run, a non-destructive combination. He also tells us that at present, the intensely individualistic Leo force in its worst aspect is dominating. But this will not last, as history will eventually prove. The noisy, cruel child can turn into a controlled humanitarian in adult life, and the influences potent in the Russian horoscope indicate this. In Problems of Humanity, DK tells us that Russia remains a great enigma for the rest of the world today. Her potentiality for human service and her ability to impose her will on a large scale upon the entire world outstrips that of any other nation. This in itself breeds distrust. Her territory covers a large part of Europe and the whole of North Asia. She has passed through a great and cruel revolution and a subsequent period of readjustment. She prepared for world collaboration, but on her own terms. The terms of a general control of other lands, beginning with the smaller nations upon her western frontier. She lifted the people of her own land from a condition of ignorance and poverty into one of knowledge and sufficiency. Yet Russia is deeply distrusted by the rest of the world. Russia is the home of a germinating revelation of great spiritual value and group significance, a revelation for all mankind. Russia has created fermentation in other countries before she herself really knows what is the revelation of which she is custodian. Her activity is therefore premature. The true secret of brotherhood, one hitherto unknown and unrealized, is hers to give the world, but as yet she knows not what it is. In fact, Russia is the spiritual custodian of a revelation, is sensed in other nations in the world, and the first reaction has been fear, based on certain initial mistakes and her premature activity upon the physical plane. Russia is a giant getting into its stride, a young giant, aware of great possibility and animated by a deeply religious, though unorthodox, spirit, handicapped by a combination of Oriental traits and Occidental purposes, and distrusted by the world owing to earlier moves falsely taken. These moves were an attempt to infiltrate into other nations in order to upset their stability and so weaken them that they could be easily swept into the house of humanity, which Russia is attempting to build. Russia is inwardly, but as yet unconsciously, motivated by a desire to bring brotherhood into being. The psychological problem of Russia, in the last analysis, is to mind her own business, to stabilize and integrate a vast population, and to lead her people still further into the light. Russia must also learn to cooperate with other people on an equal basis. Russia must not, with ambition and design, seek to sweep the small powers into her arena of activity against their wishes or through undue pressure and force. That great nation, a synthesis of the East and West, DK tells us, must learn to rule without cruelty, without infringing on the free will of the individual. And because she has complete confidence in the beneficence of the ideas which she is developing, which are not yet expressed. Pretty powerful things that DK told us when he wrote his books in primarily in the 30s. But we see this exact same behavior happening today, don't we? Okay, well, that's all, folks. I hope that you've enjoyed this series of webinars that are based on the books Tapestry of the Gods, describing the various ways that the personality will interact with the soul. We hope that it has helped you understand yourself and others better. And may you orient yourself to that happy place, that peace within, and learn well the lesson of balancing your personality so that it better expresses the purpose of your soul. Thank you.